a shaila in yeshivas and this, when to start learning.
Started there to where Rabbi Dov Zvi since.
The halachas, chveis already 3 weeks ago, more after Bochum work. Yeshayahu was telling me, when are we going to get halach shiurim on in Yonig Purim? When I was in Gates at Yeshiva, learning Yeshiva, so it was the beginning of winter's man, and I came down at the end of the evening for a drink in the dining room, and there's a bocha sitting there, singing away at the top of his voice, banging on the table, mamish, habichem gefrekt, my high. He says, don't you know, this is the Zman Shechol Boy Purim. So already at the beginning of winter's man, he was already making his hachonos for Purim. I was thinking, I won't be machmir as much as him to spend my whole winter's man on Purim. Aber dachsachmir, if we're ready, shvua shechol by Purim, we're allowed to begin some of the inyonim, the halachas of Purim. The Bekanta Gemara halacha, the Mechaba says, Tofresh sadli hei, sif beis, chayev inesh levesumi bepuria ad lo yada ben oroham levoruch motche. A person should come to a state of exhilaration, of shikras, drunkenness, ad lo yada, till he reaches the stage that he can't be mafkin motchai oroham and oboruch motchai boruchom. He gets completely mixed up. Taking this mechaba, the Gemara kipshutai, it means he's got to drink plenty and come to a, shall we say, to a heavy state. I don't, you would say stone drunk, whatever, come to a heavy state of shikras of light. And straight away you've got the bi'alocha. In toima heich yechayvu chazal, mashenizke b'toira, in the toira, in the vim, b'kam makomis, hashikras lemichshul gomis, a michshul gomis. As a fact, we'll see text later. Aber how can Chazal be mechayv such an inyan which can bring the day michshul gadol? Rachel Cain, Bemis, and we're going to see the different Rishonim, Poskim, they all have biurim within the Gemara to explain that, shall we say, to tone down the level of the shikras, to tone down the level of this chiyuv. But before we go to the different shittas, it's important to point out that the Loshon Mechaba, which they point out, Chayiv and Shavsume, is the exact Loshon HaGemara. There's no shinui. The Mishabura wants to suggest maybe it means the Taz, we'll see. But the Loshon HaGemara, the Loshon HaTor is also Kipshutai. And the Rabbi Yaakov Endem in his Siddur brings from his, as his father, the Chacham Tzvi, in his younger years when he had the Koyach, would take a drink a lot, and he would say, the Gemara is Kipshutai. The Gemara is Kipshutai. So, even though we're going to see other Pshotim, we have to always remember, there is a Mahalach in the Poskim that the Gemara is Kipshutai. The Gemara is Kipshutai. Before we see the Hesberim, it's important to know why. What's the inyan behind this special mitzvah? So the Bialocha brings, and it's straight in Avodram, as we know, the Hatzolah, on Purim, the Nes Nista, Mishta Yain was a very important, prominent chelek. That, the Hatzolah, the Hatzolah of the Yeshua, the Refua Kodem and Makkah was, Vashti being Masolah, getting rid of Vashti, and Esther being able to come into place, to be in the right place, and that was by Ketov Lev HaMelech Vayayin, with the Mishta Yain. The Mapola of Haman, Mishta Yain with Esther and the Achashverosh. So we want to remember, and Chazal were mechayev you to do this special mitzvah, to always remember the Mishta Hayayin, the Yad Hashem Benista, and this should bring Lahoidus to the Hal. This is this special inyan. I'm telling you, he was zicha worse more than Ben Orahom and Baruch Matzcha. Mistabra. Ktoiv Leiv HaMelech Bayayin. Al Kaponim, the Chasam Sofer says, Mevesen Doch, state in Rambam, when somebody does tshuva, he's supposed to do tshuva. The proper tshuva is when you're in the same matzav, and you control yourself. Oisa Isha, Oisa Mokum. You control yourself. That is the Spitz Tshuva. So the Chazal say the Chet, one of the reasons for the Gezeiros Homa was the Chet. Nenu Misudas Achashverish, and we, the Chasam Sofer bring the Medrash state. It wasn't just they enjoyed a Goyisha party, nor Achashverish, Haman Bezundra wanted to be Machshel Klal Yisrael, and they made in the party that the Vaiba should be all unsneersly dressed to cause them ears and things, to cause them Averis. And we now, Chazal gave us a mitzvah that we should do the tshuva. Kilu Klal Yisrael are doing the tshuva for the chet of Klal Yisrael. We're drinking a lot, controlling ourselves, and forget using the wine as a sibba for Lahoydas Ulahalol. That's the Chasam Sofer. The Beis Ephraim in Shulchan Aruch, Ephraim Zal Magulis, brings that he had a pshat, he saw pshat bechezio nailina in a dream. As the Gemara brings, the Bnei Reb Chia were by a Suda, the one in Sanhedrin, by a Suda by Rebbe, and they were very quiet. And Rebbe wanted to hear Leibet Ikas Schoira from the Bnei Reb Chia. So Rebbe says, give them to drink, and that will bring out, and forget, they gave them to drink. So that's the idea. The idea is, duch the drinking, we should come to Torah, to the Halal, and Shiras v'Shishpochas. It's a way of bringing out the Avoida of Purim. Agav, somebody told me, oh, they haven't seen the exact wording of this Maisa with Ephraim Zal Magulis, but the Tamsis HaMaisa was, it's because Ephraim Zal Magulis made a number of Sforim, all with the name Shar Ephraim, Lev Ephraim, and all different, all with the name Ephraim in. And at the same time, he was a Gvaldiger, besides being a Reza Dikir Talmud Chacham, he was also Torah of him. They wrote Torah Gedulah B'Mokhem Echad L'Goyis Ha'osha. So somebody once came to him for help, and he said to him, I heard about the Lev Ephraim, so I came through the Shah Ephraim into the Base Ephraim to get help from the Yad Ephraim. So Ephraim Zal Magulis said back to him, if you stay here too long, I'll be chasing you with the Mate Ephraim. Al Kaponim is... So now we've got the reasoning behind this mitzvah. Again, the Gemara is Peshuta seems to, like the Bialocha asks, seems to be demanding from us a mitzvah to go over the top with Shikus. Tosfos on that Gemara brings Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says, besides Oroham and Baruch Matzah, you've got Arua Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Horshoim, Bruchim Kol Atzadikim. So in the Mephoshim, what's Tosfos bringing Yerushalmi for? Not just that you're supposed to say this on Purim, but Tosfos is trying to tell you that if this Bein Oroham and Baruch Matzah is much more to it. There's three Oros and three Baruchs, and you've got to reach a stage that you can't say them clearly in the right order. And so Tosfos is telling you the Shikras level is a lot lower. Yeah, but we've got Rav's Din. That's the first pshat which is brought down in the Shoinim to bring down the level of Shikras. The Aguda brought in the Beis Yosef. In fact, the Beis Yosef brings various pshatim, although in Mechaba he brings Rav Kipshutoi. The Beis Yosef brings the Aguda. The Aguda says that we know the Oru Homan is the Zelva Gematria, the Baruch Matcha, and the Shikras is to be, you should be a level of Shikras that you can't work out the Cheshbonus. That's the Madrega of Shikras. The Taz says that a person, by his Sudas Purim and by his Avodas Purim, he's working Lahoidas Lahal. But what's the Lahal? What was the Chesed? The Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu was, there was two in there. There was Oru Homon and there was a Chesed of Baruch Matcha. There was a Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu in Ibud Rishoyim, the Ibud Rishoyim Rina. There was a Gvaldige Chesed, the Rosh Homon was Izavek. And there's another Matcha Yotz, there was another Gvaldige Chesed of the Baruch Shalom, being Mala, Matcha Tzadik, and the Maila of the Sadiqim. And a person in his Suda is working and being Mahal Hashem, he should come to a state of Shikras that he gets very fuzzy between working out which one's which and between working out which one's better. He should get completely fuzzy. Again, this idea of the Taz, in fact, the Mishabura brings this Taz on the Mechaba, suggesting that's how he's learning Pshat in the Mechaba. There's another Pshat which the Ramah brings from the Rambam, but before we go to that Pshat, I'd like to learn, there's a Balamor, B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim the Rishon, based on another Gemara. The Gemara carries on, the famous Gemara, that Rabbah was having Suda with Rav Zeira, and Rabbah, they got on high, they drank, and they got on high, and come Rabbah, and he was shochat Rav Zeira, and then the Mocha, he brought him back to life. And again, the next year, Rabbah was interested in doing the Suda again, and Rav Zeira said, Lab Chol Yom Yisrachit Nisa. He probably said that this year we're doing COVID, I'm not having any visitors. I mean, Mela, there was no way he was going to happen. Yeah, as I state in Gemara. Is Bemes, the poskim bring down, the Balamor, before the Rishonim, brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim. What's the Gemara bringing this story straight after Rava? Rava says, Chayav Inish Nibsuma, Adelo Yoda. Now the Gemara comes straight with the story. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Gemara is telling you that we don't paskin. We don't paskin Rava. Look what came out from this Chayav Inish Nibsuma. That's what the Gemara is being brought for. La Locha, although Rabbeinu Ephraim is not brought in the Mechaber Amor, it is a, if we could say, a background heter with other sniffing for those who want to cut down their drinking. We've got this shitter clear, shitter of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the Chayav Inish Nibsuma is Nidcha Mikoch this Maisa. Agav, this Maisa of Kom Rava Veshochet Rav Zeira, is an interesting in Shola Robinson Santa Ha'orah of them. Rav Zeira, the Gemara brought in Brochas, Rav Zeira was ill. And Rav Avo said, if Rav Zeira gets better, I'm going to make a Suda Soida, I'm going to make a Suda. Rav Zeira got better, and they made a Suda. And the Gemara brings there a whole discussion, who to be mechabed for Betzir Sapas, to cut their halacha, you should give the God, whoever it was, the Balabais, the God, who should do the Betzir Sapas, and who should do the benching. And so Frek the Haderes, is he got a problem on this Gemara? So Mavoya, he says in Shalmin Kama places, as Rav Zeira was a Kohen. Rav Zeira was a Kohen. We don't see any mention. Mavoya talks about the Balabais. God, there's no mention as Rav Zeira should be the one to be Betzeil, or Rav Zeira should be the one. But Kidashtoi, Kohenim, he should have the schus. No such mention. So Frek the Haderes. Zogta Haderes, with the Gemara in Megillah, I understand the Teretz. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, Kom Rav of Shochet L'Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira was killed. He came back. Now he came back. He's not Kohen anymore. Once he has Misa, he loses his Kahuna. Now he comes back. He's not Kohen anymore. That's what Haderes wants to suggest. Oh, one second. Frekt of them, Ashtak and Kasha, Rav Chaim Berlin. Agamorin Sanhedrin, as we fact from Agamorin Sanhedrin. The Posit says, you should give Truma La'aron HaKoyen. La'aron HaKoyen. Look to Morin Sanhedrin. V'chi Aaron came. Aaron never went into Eretz Yisrael. When did Aaron get Truma? Aaron never went into Eretz Yisrael. V'chi Aaron came. Zok the Gemara. El Melamed She'osid Lichyos. V'Yisrael Nois and Noi Truma. Mikan Araya L'tchias Amesim Min HaToyra. She's that fact of Chaim Melin. Aaron HaKoyen's going to have Tchias Amesim. He'll be a Kohen Nochamol. So what's going on? What's going on here that you're suggesting Rav Zeira was killed, Mimele is no longer Kohen, he doesn't get the Kiddushdoy. Of them Brengta into Santa, or from somebody from Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer Brengta, as to be Miyashad Haderes. The Gemara in Yuma talks about what was the Seder of the Levishus Begodim that Moshe did in Yoma in the Miluim, on Aaron Avonim, exactly how it worked, how the Seder. So, Fekdi Mora Akasha, as Lemay Nafkimina, why do we need to know what the Seder was? So, Emphati Gemara, how is Aaron Akoyan going to put on his Levush of Aaron Avonim, Lasid Lavoy? We need to know when they come back to Chias Amesim. So, the Gemara says there, as Moshe Rabbeinu will be there and he'll help us out. The Ramban says on that, as La'osid Lavoi, there's going to be a Levisha, they're going to do like the Miluim, a Levisha. Why? Because by Tchias HaMesim, we'll need to put back the Kahuna, be Mekadish Nochabol, Moshech Nochmal, the Kunon, Aaron of Onov, to bring it back. So, Dr. says, Taka Raya for the Shtims without Eres, that the Kahuna will be, is lost by Misa. When they come back by Tzchias Amesim, and they will, and they'll get the children, but beforehand they'll have to have a Naya Kiddush, and we should have got in the whole Anaya Miluim. Oh, is yes, Azoy. So, Deval, we see from the Balamoya, B'shem the Rabbein Ephraim, that he wants to suggest that this whole halacha of Rava, of Chayiv Inish and Visumi, is not Negeya. There is another pshat based on a Rambam, which there are more paskins, and Mishmur says, V'chein roi linog, and that is, many have that minig. The Rambam says, V'shoysa yayin, achishtaka, V'yudam b'shikras, drink, and then doze off, go to sleep, b'shikras. And the Loshan Ramah is, V'yesh oimim, te'ein tzorch lishtaka kol kach, Elo yishta yosem limudai, v'yishon, umitoich, sheyoshen einu yodeh ben oru homo levoruch modcha. And then he says, echad amab, medvar sheyichav nivashmaim. So, this is based on the Rambam. There's an etza. Novas, it's important, what the post can bring down, that those who utilize this etza have to remember that they're coming to the matzav of Ad Loyoda when they're asleep, so the sleep should lechayra be during the day of Purim. During the day of Purim, it won't asleep by night earlier, or this is all the hill, the halacha, the chayv enish of Sumay has to be in this man Purim. And also the sleep has to be nigram through yayin. It's no use that somebody in Purim afternoon, you know, Father Sudi's a bit, the thing goes to sleep. He won't get this from all the poskim want to taina, because it's got to be from the besuma he gets to a darga of shina, and the shina is an adaloyoda. Is an adaloyoda. So if you go to sleep on Purim afternoon, make sure you have a couple of cups of wine beforehand, and then you can be Mekayim this mitzvah. Is alkaponim, la locha, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Taz's pshat in the Mechaba, and on the Ramah, which we've just mentioned about sleeping, he says, V'chein roi lasois. In fact, in the Bi'alocha, when he talks about drinking, he says, Alosh, and he says, Mikol mokam kolze lemitzvah v'loi la'akev. It's not yilekuva, it's a mitzvah and not la'akev, and he adds in later on in the Bi'alocha, the person has to be careful that the drinking shouldn't lead to a matzav that he loses out in Berchus HaMazon, in Mariv, in all the mitzvahs. So of them is Nick Kedai to do the Vesume and lose your Chiyuvim, Krishma, lose all your Ike Chiyuvim, does his Zicha Nish Kedai. The different Gedoilim and Gedoil Olam had different Hanhogas in this area. We'll drink a little bit Yosef Milimudai. In Shevet HaLevi state that when the Poskim say, there's two Nuschois grad in the Poskim. Some Poskim say, Yishte Ksas Yosef Milimudai. The Bach says, Yishte Harbe Yosef Milimudai. When they say drink a bit more, so in Shevet HaLevi state, you should feel a Hisroimimus from the wine. The wine should make a Hisrachus by you, not just have me drink and an extra little bit and be yotze with them. The Yisrael Salanta, used to drink a lot, and he used to say in the Shikat Dikamatzav, he used to sprout forth Torah, and he used to say Purim, the Shikras of Purim is a test of what is the matzav of your guf. That means your seichel can't work properly. Your shikha, is your guf saturated with Torah or with Andrin Yonim? Purim, that's what he used to say. In Tazam, when we say about getting Shikha, the Gedolim, my mother told me over when she was in Sem, so it was Purim, and Reb Leib Lopian ran into the Sem, sat down, and he was completely Shikha, and he started darshening away, ad kedei. He himself was very upset about that tachs of me. I think it was mekabel on himself not to drink wine because he was so upset about it. And my mother always used to say over how the girls there were so misspall, the Torah was just geesing out. That was all. His whole Matzias was Torah. It was just geesing. He was completely, they could see he was completely stone drunk. And it was geesing Torah at Ein Shea. They bring, as Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld used to get drunk, but he was about to fill up for Mincha. One year, one of the Nispalim didn't want him to daven. He felt he was too drunk, and he went for an omelet. This Nispal obviously was also a bit tipsy, and he said, "Mashiv horuach u'moirid hatol." Instead, and nobody chapped except for Bisrael, who was drunk, except for Yosef Chaim, who was drunk. He chapped him, and he said to him afterwards, "Did you know that the gematria while he was drunk, the gematria of mashiv horuach u'moirid hageshem." Mashma Ruch Moed Atol is the same gematria as Chai Vinish of Sumer Puria Adel Yod Ben Oro. I haven't checked it through. You can all check it up afterwards. But that's what he said to him. In the Shaila also now, Benegeya to Noshim. I was once in a taxi to a Chasna. So the driver started speaking to me. So he said to me, he was a Goyish driver, and he was saying to me, you know, we're all going to get drunk and this, you know. So I said to him, you know, if you're all going to get drunk, what about the poor bride? Everyone's going to be drunk. Oh, she also gets drunk. So basically, there is a mussar by women of drinking. Hagam, by uns steht klar in the poskim, as the women are potter from chayv inishle v'sumi, because it's not the derech, it's not a mahalach for women, v'ati can bring to Mechsholim, it's not a mahalach for women to be drinking a lot. It's the wrong thing to be doing. Hagam, they bring down that the stipler would give the women a bissel wine to drink, with moderation. In Shatzin State, in the Hilchas benching, we know that when women are eating together, they don't bench mezuman. There's various time being brought, why don't women bench mezuman? Shasim brings, because the ikka mitzvah of benching three together of zimun is al hakois, on its ain derech, it's not right, it's not the derech, not the mahalach for women to be drinking wine. In abakois, enochanami, takagudahor. Yeah. The Legabik Tanim also state, there's no, you don't need to be mechanach ketanim on the mitzvah of drinking. In fact, the Gorn on the Pasuk, v'me'apurim lo yosuv, v'me'apurim e'ele, the Pasuk splits the Zarom and the me'apurim. So he says, y'me'apurim is the mishta v'simcha, lo yavru mitoich ha'yehudim, says the Gorn, shehem gedoylim, v'zichrom, which is referring to the Kriyas HaMegillah, lo yosuf afinu mizarom, dafinu ktanim chayom. He learns the chilek of Yimei HaPurim, which is the Mishnah v'simcha, is for the adults, and zarom, v'zichrom, which is referring to the mitzvah of Megillah, is lo yosuf mizarom, that's the ktanim. They've also got the mitzvah of Megillah, but it's quite meduyik in the goal that the ketanim don't have this mitzvah. The Kotzka once came in to his chassidim, his tamidim, and he says to them, when are we going to write the Megillah? Is the chassidim didn't know what he was referring to. What do you mean? When are we going to write the Megillah? What? We've got a Megillah. We lay in the Megillah. We have Purim. But the Kotzker, they were scared to, you know, get Moira. Eventually they asked the son if he'd go and speak to his tata and ask him, what's his taka pshat? So he said, pshat azoi, when you had the Purim, Klal Yisrael went through gefelech tzeit, went through real difficult times. Esther Malkin to Santa Zach. When we learn about Esther Malkin in school, we get the wrong picture. When we learn about Esther Malkin in school, we picture her a glamorous queen and this, a radiant, you know. What was the Maisa? When you learn the Kapitel Al Ayelus HaShacha, the Kapitel in Tehillim, as she said, Hasileini Miyad Kelev. Hasileini Miyad Kelev. She felt she was spending her day and night living together with a Kelev. A drunk manuvel. Later on, years later on, Mi Yodea, says Mordechai Tester, Im La'ez Kazois, this was all the part of the master plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this should, and that was Esther Malka. Then we see all the Yad Hashem Benista the whole way through the Megillah. Oh, but till you saw the final picture, you didn't know what was going on. So the Kotzka, Megetzu Azah Shvera Golos, we've got so many kashas. When are we going to already get the Megillah, the final picture, the Mashiach Sekeinu, that we should see that Allah Tzoros was all the Hechtimsa to build up the Yeshua, the Yad Hashem Benista, Vishem Zoychlein, Bebkei Rabbi Yomeinu.